Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. In for Rebecca Corral today, I'm Kim Foster. Here's what's happening at this hour. Vallejo police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting that occurred at a restaurant and gas station last night. Police say the shooting involved an off-duty Richmond police officer and a 38-year-old Vallejo resident near a Valero gas station at Fairgrounds Drive. Melissa Noll, a civil rights attorney, says the Justice Coalition of Vallejo is holding a vigil at noon today at the scene of the shooting.
We're going to be having a vigil for Eric Reason, who was shot by an off-duty Richmond police officer, apparently over a parking spot. So we're all going to gather together today to honor his memory and to, you know, discuss moving forward on how we can get some accountability and transparency for something that certainly sounds very, very preventable.
She says the victim, Eric Reason, was killed following an alleged argument over a parking spot. The vigil, she said, is to remember the father of six. KCBS's Scott Lettieri is at that vigil now, and he will give us a report coming up in the next hour on KCBS. One of the biggest events honoring Bay Area veterans was held at the USS Hornet aircraft carrier in Alameda. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, a Pearl Harbor survivor also celebrated his approaching 100th birthday.
Welcome to the USS Hornet.
While the Hornet itself is one of the oldest war veterans, the historic aircraft is a young'un compared to Mickey Gannich, who served on the USS Pennsylvania at Pearl Harbor. Gannich remembers getting ready to play a big football game that day.
That was going to be the Super Bowl of the Navy. I had my football uniform on, so I was well protected during the attack. They couldn't hurt me. Sounds good anyhow.
I asked him how he feels about U.S. servicemen and women still serving in Afghanistan, America's longest war. He said it's time for them to come home.
We got to take care of ourselves. We got so many veterans there in this country there that are homeless there. They're hungry.
The Veterans Day ceremony also honored the Hornet, which has served in World War I, the Vietnam War, and picked up Apollo astronauts after splashdown. This was the first time that 7-year-old Cub Scout Max G had seen an aircraft carrier.
This is actually my first time seeing battleships.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
At the USS Hornet in Alameda, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Today we honor veterans, both young and old. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports from Livermore.
Dr. John Shirley, who turns 95 next month, was just 18 years old when he went to serve in World War II.
I was drafted. It was kind of expected.
He served in the 3rd Infantry Division in Italy, France, and Germany, and he helped liberate France. His daughter, Jean Otto, pushes her hero father in a wheelchair.
He got the $1 million wound and took him out of battle 3 months in the wintertime, right at the end of World War II. So when he came back, they were doing the battle for Nuremberg.
This proud daughter knows the stories well, even as her father's memory fades.
Got a Purple Heart, Silver Star, and 2 bronze medals for valor on the battlefield.
3rd Infantry Division.
Yeah, they have their own motto song. Dad, remember that song they sing every morning when you got up? I wouldn't give a bean.
Mean to be a fancy pants Marine. I'd rather be a dog face like I am.
This dog face has an infectious smile.
He was the mayor of Livermore, 1963 to 65, and he was the first veterinarian in Livermore Valley.
Quite the legacy. At the other end of the spectrum is 20-something Brandon Freed with a life ahead of him.
I served in the Navy, just got out. Jumping back into the studies, it's been quite the transition.
Freed is getting his education paid for thanks to the GI Bill, which began in World War II, and this year marks its 75th year. He's getting his general ed out of the way at Las Positas College, and it's been an adjustment.
Coming back into society has been a little bit difficult, and yeah, there's more freedoms, which is good.
Freedom, after all, is why these men served across the generations, and we salute you. In Livermore, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.